SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Australia marks the 25th anniversary of peacekeeping in Timor-Leste. X in Brazil facing daily fines as its stoush with the nation's top court continues. And in sport, Football Australia on the hunt for a new permanent Socceroos coach. The latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Glork. Australia has marked 25 years since its peacekeeping troops were deployed to Timor-Leste. Six Australians died during the operations between 1999 and 2013. A national commemorative service has been held at the Australian Peacekeeping Memorial in Canberra. Veteran Jodie Hillier has told Sky News today is a day for reflection.
It's a combination of mixed feelings. It's a lot of pride for what we achieved and the freedom that we bought, you know, helped the East Timorese people achieve. But there's also a sense of, you know, that 25 years have passed, wonder, missing our friends that I deployed with and just an overall sense of, did that really happen?
Israeli warplanes have hit Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon in their most intense strikes in nearly a year of war. Its military says jets struck hundreds of multiple rocket launcher barrels over 2 hours in the south of the country that were said to be fired immediately towards Israel. The bombardment included more than 52 strikes across southern Lebanon. The intense barrage followed attacks earlier in the week attributed by Lebanon and Hezbollah to Israel that blew up the militant group's radios and pagers, killing 37 people and wounding about 3,000. Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered Elon Musk-owned X not to circumvent a previous ruling suspending the social media platform in the country. X has become accessible to many users in Brazil again after an update to its communications network bypassed the court-ordered block. The platform has been fined and is now at risk of more daily penalties of 5 million reais or 1.3 million Australian dollars. A serving police officer has admitted in court to stealing money that was placed into evidence after being seized in investigations. Senior Constable Tracy Butler has made the admission in her appearance before the New South Wales District Court this afternoon, where she's pleaded guilty to an act of misconduct. She'll be sentenced in December. A national advocacy body for those living with chronic pain has launched a first-ever national Wear It Red Day, an awareness day for the 3.6 million Australians living with chronic pain. Pain Australia Chief Executive Julia Jones says its purpose is to send a strong message to the community and political leaders. She says that message is that community pharmacies are essential to ensuring consumers get the proper pain management they deserve.
It's really about time that we change the conversation from people being belittled and treated like there's something wrong with their heads when they say they've got pain that won't go away, to a position where we treat it with respect. So our message today is we hear you, we acknowledge you, and we are listening to you. So if you've got chronic pain, you need to move your body, you need to get psychological training and help for how to manage it, and you need a good doctor and pharmacist to help you to work through what medicines you need and when.
A new fellowship has been launched for First Nations creatives that will see them travel to the Netherlands to access the second largest collection of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art outside of Australia. One Indigenous arts worker each year will go to the Wereld Museum in Leiden, which is a city near The Hague. The Nulawe Duliara Fellowship is the result of a partnership between the National Gallery of Australia, the Embassy of the Netherlands, and the museum in Leiden. Senior Curator of First Nations Art at the National Gallery, Tina Baum, is the first fellowship recipient, telling SBS Dutch, art is absolutely core to Indigenous identity.
Arts, culture, they're all intertwined. And, you know, now, of course, we have this incredible history within Australia that we also sort of include in that. But the arts and that cultural and historical expression, the visual, the performance through storytelling, through language is really, really critical to who we are as, you know, First Nations peoples. So, you know, being able to work with artists and artworks is an absolute honour for me.
To sport, and Football Australia says they will need to find a new coach for the Socceroos quickly because Graham Arnold's resignation is immediate. The Socceroos need to announce a squad for the October window fixtures with China and Japan in a little over a fortnight. Football Australia's CEO James Johnson says they want to find a permanent replacement and not an interim coach. He says after 6 years at the helm, the 61-year-old Arnold didn't have the energy to continue.
Look, Graham's he's the kind of coach that he puts everything into the team. He puts everything into the lead-up to matches. I think he was out of gas. You know, he's very open about that. You know, I met with him, obviously, this week, but I met with him after the Indonesia game, and he was, you know, he's really, he was tired. I think any more than that, I think you need to talk to Graham, but I think he ran out of gas.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.